The Royal Adelaide Show is best known for bringing the community together to enjoy the festivities and, of course, the show bags, which were an Australian invention, by the way.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they started out as sample bags for brands to get their names out there. That is, until they realised just how much people loved them and would be willing to pay for them. Olden day marketing at its finest. Anyway, a big part of going to the show is enjoying all the delicious food on offer. Some people might not know that there's much more to the show than just Diagood Dogs and Fairy Floss. Tien, Aiden and Taylor from the Packed Lunch team went out and explored the various food samples on offer.
We're here at the Royal Adelaide Show to see what sights, sounds and flavours they have to offer. On the cards is a Golden North ice cream eating competition and all the taste testing that can be found at the 2019 Royal Adelaide Show.
So, what are you about to try, Aiden?
Some bread on a toothpick dipped in some chili oil. Let's see how that goes.
Ooh.
That's spicy. I guess that's what you expect with chili olive oil, but it's got a good taste.
Awesome.
I'm here with Nick from Currawong Olive Oil. How you doing, Nick?
Yeah, good, good, good.
So do you guys have a stall here every year at the show?
Yes, we have for the past 3 years, I believe, yeah.
And where do you guys source your olive oil from?
McLaren Vale.
McLaren Vale, is it a pretty nice farm you've got out there?
Yeah, on the Fleurieu Peninsula there, yeah.
Do you guys sell your olive oil in stores?
Yes, in Foodland. I know it's in Pasadena Foodland and Fruville Foodland there. Most big Foodland stores are going to be having our products over the next couple of months.
Very nice.
The chili-infused olive oil that we tried was just as spicy as it was tasty, so we decided to wash it down with some ice cream and a little bit of lemon oil drizzled on top.
What's the verdict, guys?
Here we go.
Tasting with the lemon oil on top.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Is that the Currawong lemon oil?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Alrighty, so we are just about 5 minutes away from the Golden North ice cream eating competition. Very fitting as the four of us had just finished tasting Golden North ice cream. So yeah, this should hopefully be an interesting contest.
There will be winners, there will be losers, but one thing is for certain, ice cream will be eaten.
Yeah!
The contestants have been chosen, and soon the competition will begin.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. They are going nuts. The guy on the left, he's got a brain freeze. This is crazy. I'm speechless. There's a minute on the clock.
You've got less than 7 seconds to try and become the fastest this week.
This is crazy. Come on.
Start the clock. Give them all a round of applause.
Oh, wow.
Mitch, our winner today. Mitch, congratulations. He's taking home a $50 voucher to spend at Golden North.
Hey, Mitch, congratulations on the win. How are you feeling after the competition?
Pretty good. My mouth is a bit numb, though, still. I was just trying to guzzle down as much as I could, and it was just, yeah.
Bloody reckon. Good job, mate.
Oh, thanks.
So we're here at the Gorda Pavilion, where a lot of the cookery exhibition is held. There's professional baking, and there's a lot of cake decorating. And outside, we can hear a big band playing some of your favourite tunes. And here we are going to sample some of SA's greatest.
So, Tien, what have you got in your hand here?
I think she said bush dukka with a bit of olive oil. So here we go.
See how it tastes.
Just tastes like regular ice cream with bits of, what is dukka, guys? I don't even know. But yeah, it tastes all right. Nice to meet you, Rebecca. So can you tell me a little bit about the native bush dukka and how you started to incorporate that into, I guess, the sample that I just had?
Okay, so our native bush dukka is a little bit different. So we use a lot of native bush ingredients, and we infuse it with normal sort of combination when we're doing our dukkas to create all the different taste sensations. How did we come about using it with ice cream? Just changing flavours and just looking outside the square.
Whereabouts have you sourced it from?
All of our products come from the APY land, so they will come under these permits and everything.
Okay. Yes, if you're not at the show, whereabouts can people get it from?
So we're only available online at the moment, so tickettyboofoods.com.au, hopefully soon in stores.
Next, we decided to hit up the wine tasting.
Here at False Cape Wines with Jamie. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. First of all, out of these wines, which one is your favourite?
My favourite would be the Wilson River Riesling 2018.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Riesling?
It's made by the O'Leary Walker Wines of Clare Valley. We're really happy. It was our first vintage.
That's awesome. So we'll get Aiden here to try.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
What's your verdict?
Very sweet. It's very nice. It's not too dry. goes down nice. Where can we find your wines in stores or online? Or
mainly online, and we're building a cellar door on Kangaroo Island, so if you ever manage to get over to Kangaroo Island, we'll be opening in December, so please come and see us.
Well, thank you for your time today, Jamie.
So right now I'm underneath the Taste to Save building at the Adelaide Show, where there are so many wonderful local and rural stalls all selling its own unique products. But I'm with Martin Chaney, the founder of Australian Harvest and the producer of natural products such as BioGrape, and we're just going to talk about its rich history, its health benefits, and where you guys can get it from outside of the show.
Could you tell a bit about how you started the venture again?
Yeah, look, we started at Mylaw in the Adelaide Hills about 30 years ago, and I just sold the major vitamin brand Bio Organics to Nature's Own, and so I moved back home because I grew up in the Adelaide Hills. And so, you know, we started organically farming. Our first big crop was organic horseradish. And so we started making our horseradish vinegar. And I've designed it exactly the same way I design a drug for a pharmacy. It's just I'm using food as a delivery system for the therapeutics rather than putting them in a capsule or tablet under TGA. So, that's where it started. And, you know, we haven't looked back.
Now you're here, 2019, at the Adelaide Show. Can you tell me a bit about the process behind making a product like the BioGrapes and the dips that I've seen at the stall?
Yeah, look, what we do is we get the concentrated grape skin extract, which contains over 600 polyphenols, which are anti-inflammatories, and we put them in the functional foods as a colouring pigment because it's the colour pigments in plants that are anti-inflammatories. It's why the Cancer Council tells us to eat a rainbow. So the problem with modern food processing is the first thing that gets thrown out of the skin and the seeds. And so that's where all the colours are. So we extract the actual concentrated colour, we add it to the fruit paste to serve with cheese, we put it in the red wine pepperberry sauce to serve with steak barbecue marinade, and the red wine pepperberry jus for salads, you know. So whenever you're using the BioGrape products, you're getting very high measured levels of the red wine polyphenols without having to consume too much alcohol.
Can you tell me a bit about how those products, for instance, BioGrape, and how that has been used for medicinal purposes, perhaps?
Turmeric itself has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for 5,000 years. What we've found and what clinical research has found over many years, it's the concentrated colour pigment in the turmeric called curcumin. It's the anti-inflammatory, not turmeric itself. You know, in all my time in the pharmaceutical industry, before I, started Australian Harvest, I'd never come across an ingredient that's got as much medical research. So, as 90% of all diseases have their origins in inflammation, curcumin will assist in 90% of all diseases.
Outside of the showgrounds, where can people purchase all those products?
Well, we sell through a couple of the food lands. We sell the curcumin and the horseradish vinegar through a lot of the health and organic food stores. Because all our products are handmade in small batches, it's not a mass-produced product, so we don't have a huge amount of outlets.
Martin, founder of Oz Harvest, thank you so much for your time. There's still so much fun to be had at the Royal Adelaide Show, ladies and gentlemen. So grab your friends and family and come on down to Wavell Showgrounds because it only goes until this Sunday. Now, if you don't mind me, I'm going to go hop on some rides, maybe grab a couple show bags and enjoy the atmosphere.
There's only 2 days left of the Royal Adelaide Show, but it's exciting to know that you can still enjoy some of the amazing SA produce from our local producers, either from your local retailers or online. Now, special thanks to Martin from Australian Harvest with his BioGrape products, Nick from Corowong Australian Olive Oil, and Jamie from False Cape Wines, and Rebecca from Tickety Boo Foods.